the cast glass and forged metal sculpture by Tennessee artist Brian F. Russell is currently on exhibit at the Marta Hewitt Gallery in the Pendleton Center Annex through July 26th. The artist and Marta are in the studio this evening to talk about his work, the use of glass sculpture in outdoor settings, which is the focus of the pieces at the gallery currently, and the significant work commissioned from Brian, which now graces the lobby of the Meyerson Jewish Community Center here in Cincinnati. So to both of you, welcome, Brian, to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
And Marta, welcome back.
Good to see you, Robin.
You too. Brian, you started working with metal, forged metal, blacksmithing, and now you've incorporated cast glass into your work. Can you talk a little bit about your journey?
Sure. I've been making things, as I call it, for about 35 years and started welding in college. And that was my first introduction to metalwork. Prior to that, I'd been doing some woodwork. And then after college, started welding furniture and doing wood furniture and then had the opportunity to work on some hot metal forging down at the National Ornamental Metal Museum in Memphis. Fell in love with the direct manipulation of hot metal. Did that for about 15 years, then really wanted to incorporate color into my work and didn't enjoy painting and various ways of applying color to metal, but I really wanted that color component. So started dabbling around with some fused glass, blowing glass a little bit, and then discovered in New Zealand a technique of lost wax glass casting, along with this fabulous crystal that they make in Auckland, New Zealand, that is specially made for casting and has qualities that are just brilliant. The nature of the crystal allows the light to enter the glass and then internally refract and come back out, and that's what makes it really appear to glow. So as soon as I saw that and the whole idea of being able to create these shapes through casting, it was really appealing.
And it's time-consuming. It takes about 2 weeks to produce a piece.
Right. The glass work is a very indirect process and takes about 2 weeks start to finish for each piece of glass, whereas the metal work is a very direct process, and the work I do in an afternoon can produce the metal components of a sculpture, which then I'll spend another month working on the glass parts.
Mm-hmm. Marta, this is the sixth solo exhibit of Brian's work. Why? And when did you meet?
Several reasons. Brian and I first met back in the late 90s, and at that time the gallery was showing pieces that were strictly cast glass, sculptural vessels, vessel forms, low bowls, but glass alone. And then Brian began combining the forged metal supports with the cast glass. And I initially was really struck by how these two elements work together so well as one piece, because there's so frequently an issue with artists who have some type of support or need for a stand or support for their work. And it becomes very awkward, and it's like putting a bad frame on a good painting. So I was immediately struck by, again, how these elements worked together. We had our first show, and it was the sculptural pieces that were the glass elements, again, kind of nestled in or supported by these forged steel, at that time, stands, and went on from there. And the other thing that I really enjoyed is that there has been an evolution to the work. So the work has changed. It continues to change and evolve. And this show was a really excellent example because the works can be placed out of doors. They have, for the most part, a very vertical orientation. Some of them almost a very figurative kind of orientation, but they're tall and very elegant and curvilinear. And the glass elements, which are also very streamlined, kind of Brancusi-esque. I mean, the lines are really clean and beautiful, and the glass elements hang on the metal support versus being nestled or held up. So that has been fascinating to me, to just watch the work change. I think that's very important, you know, as you're watching an artist develop and explore different ideas. So every show has been a bit different, and this one is, again, another step forward in the evolution of the work.
I understand you don't come up with a full sketch or you don't have the pieces you're creating?
Well, they are sculpted rather than designed. I like to think of the work as being organically grown, where I'll start with the feel of an idea. Motion is really important. Marta mentioned Brancusi. So I start with an idea of an energy and a flow, and then I use these materials, which I select, aluminum for the metal because it's very quick to forge and lightweight, and I can manipulate these larger pieces. And rather than being a draftsman or an architect and creating a blueprint for someone else to build the piece, I choose to spend my time actually making the piece. And I find that that puts much more of my energy into the work rather than trying to translate it from a drawing.
Let's talk a little bit about the Legacy Flame, which is the name of the sculpture you've been commissioned to create and is now at the Meyerson Jewish Community Center in the lobby.
Right. The Legacy Flame was commissioned by the Jewish Federation of Cincinnati, originally as an iconic sculpture to help promote their mission of education and philanthropy. So we use the motif of the flame, which is historically very important ideal, and I expanded on that, did a lot of research, and really enjoyed learning about the Jewish community's history in Cincinnati. Came up with this 13 flames of glass on an aluminum structure, armature, if you will, that has a lot of motion implied in it, kind of a whirlwind. I did a lot of studying of fire, which is a lot of fun, build a big bonfire and then sit and look at it. And I took a lot of photographs, high-speed photography of the flames to really understand how flames work and move and the whirlwind inside. And so used that to help guide how I built the piece. And that was fascinating.
Marta, the piece also has multiple purposes and multiple components. I don't know about purposes, but components to it. And it evolved originally from the sculpture, but then we do have a picture on our website of this complete installation, which includes wall-like structure. How did the piece evolve, and what can people experience as part of that?
Originally, the idea was presented just as the sculptural work on its own to be created and to be displayed in the JCC. Once we started talking with Brian, he developed some concept drawings that were shared with the committee at the Jewish Community Center. And at that point, there began to be this discussion of a, quote, donor wall that they wanted to pursue in conjunction with the unique piece of sculpture. Brian was perfectly capable of creating this wall as well, which is all cast glass, and incorporates several quotes that were provided by the Jewish Federation from rabbis, religious figures in the Jewish community. And those are actually cast into the wall. So they're really permanent quotes that people can come and read. And then the terminating piece, which also kind of developed as the wall was developing, became a media piece. And it is a cabinet that Brian built out of aluminum, very distinctive piece of cabinetry. And it houses a touchscreen monitor that includes all types of information, videos, interviews, personal profiles and histories of those who have made gifts to the Jewish community in the past. It has a timeline of the history of the Jewish community in Cincinnati. There will be information about the creation of the Legacy Flame itself, so all kinds of process pictures so that people can understand how this installation actually physically came about. And that was the final piece that grew out of this initial idea of having just the piece of sculpture. So it's all come together as this entire installation that people can experience, really going from the artistic on the left, embodied in the sculptural work, to kind of a technical experience in the media piece. And the wall bridges these two things. Mm. So it really is quite a memorable installation.
I've been speaking with artist Brian F. Russell, who's been visiting for the opening and dedication of the Legacy Flame at Jewish Community Center. It came up from Tennessee. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
And also Marta Hewitt, whose gallery is here in Cincinnati. The show at Marta's gallery is called Continuum, and it'll be up through July 26th. And Brian's work, The Legacy Flame, is open to the public at the Jewish Community Center here in Cincinnati. For more information about all of these things and links to various websites, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.